present in our moments. The truth, not often enough. Today, we're talking about the barriers that prevent us from living present and the changes we can make to help us be more mindful. We're working to embrace the right now, accept what is, and be all the way where we are. Thanks for being here. Hi, I'm Becky, the host of the Girl on a Hill podcast, where we encourage you to stop hiding, start shining, and to be the woman you were created to be. You can download Girl on a Hill podcast on your favorite podcast app, such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Thanks for listening, and now let's head to the hill.
Hey, welcome to Girl on a Hill. I have got Crystal and Jolene with me today.
Hello.
Hey.
We are digging into mindfulness, which is really a fancy word for living in the present.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just call it living present?
Mm.
Because so much of what keeps us from living in the present is about what's happening in our minds. And we've got a lot going on in our minds.
Yeah, there is.
A lot of thoughts racing through our brains. On average,
I'm worried about what this average is. I have no idea.
We have about 70,000 thoughts per day.
How many of them are the same thoughts?
Oh, wow. I'm so glad you said that because that's my next stat.
Oh,
90% of which are repetitive.
Oh my gosh, that's a waste of space.
It's ridiculous and it hurts me a lot. It hurts a lot. Mm. And 80% of them are negative.
Oh.
Yay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
How do they test this?
I don't know. I don't know.
70,000 in a day?
Mm-hmm. And there were multiple studies that were all
in the range.
Some were 60, some were 80, some were 70. So, yeah. Hmm. So basically, we never stop talking to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Negatively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that inner monologue on repeat, just all day long. Hmm. All day long. So our overthinking, our tendency to ruminate, and our never-ending monologue coupled with the distractions of the day and our existing stress and our never-ending string of fears and worries keeps us from being where we actually are, which is in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're talking about today. We may physically be in a place, but often we're not really where we are because our minds are somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Yes. So we are focusing on that today, about bringing our brain into the space in which our body is existing, taking it up. When your mind is full, when you have so much mental noise happening, you cannot be mindful.
Mm-hmm,
when your mind is full, you can't be mindful.
Right.
Confusing, but true. It's hard to pay attention to the moment you're in when there's so much happening in your brain. I want to pay attention to what's happening.
It's good for many reasons.
Yeah. I want to be where I am.
Right.
I don't want to be distracted or lost in thought, especially when my thoughts are so dumb most of the time.
80% negative. I mean, let's not get stuck there.
Oh my gosh. Or just the 90% of...
On repeat.
Mm-hmm. And as I thought about it, I'm like, oh, that's real true.
Mm-hmm.
Real true. You want some definitions?
Okay. Yes, please.
Okay. Mindfulness. Remember, the whole point of this series is we want to be happier.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be happier. And so I think living in the present, actually living your moments, is going to make you happier. So that's
Absolutely.
Why we're doing this. Mindfulness. Number one, the act of being intensely aware of what you're sensing and feeling at every moment without interpretation or judgment.
Huh.
So that you're not putting your spin. We're such good spin doctors where we just start spinning every situation we're in and reading between lines that aren't there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just be in the moment where you are right now. I like that, intensely aware.
Mm.
Okay. I love this one. Being open to what God has for me in each moment.
Mm. Nice.
Huh.
I like that one better.
I do too.
On these statistics, are they people in general or are they ladies?
People in general. They don't separate by gender.
Hmm.
Actively and intentionally increasing your awareness of the moment you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Which that, you know, active doesn't just happen.
Yeah. Right.
And to tie this week into last week's pod, this definition is from themindfulchristian.com. Mindfulness is embracing God's promise of abundant life, living life fully by being entirely present in each moment. Mm-hmm. And I like that.
Because how be nice.
How can we fully embrace what God has for us if we're not really there Mm-mm. mentally open to what he has for us or is trying to teach us or show us? It's a lot. You want some traits?
Yes. Sure.
I love these. Traits of a mindful person. And the first one hurts right away because I just don't think we're this way very often. Cheerful.
Hmm.
I don't know very many adults that I would describe right off the bat as cheerful.
Yeah. Hmm. People probably aren't nice if they are, too.
Right? Unhurried.
Mm.
That is not me.
Seems like something we've been annoyed about.
Yes. I am always in a rush. Mm-hmm. You know, look at anybody in a car.
That's exactly where I went. I was like,
I was thinking about people driving just then.
Yeah. So we're in a real big, or, you know, behind an older person at a grocery store, writing a check, paying with change. Okay. This one is important. Mindful people are single taskers. You do one thing at a time. We're going to talk more about that.
Probably do it really well, too.
I love this. Declutter the mind, again with the RAD websites, said this. A mindful person won't even fold laundry while talking to a loved one. They'll stop and give the loved one their full attention.
I don't know if I could do this. Like, I'm not sure this is in my wheelhouse here.
No, maybe that's the point. But I know this. I see this for me as a mom, where how often I've given my kids a fraction of my attention because the task, and I'll get to you. Let me half listen while I do this thing.
It's, yeah.
I guess if you put it in a perspective like that, on the flip side, you're not really hearing and everything. You're not picking up on the cues.
True.
I'm not actually connecting with that human.
Well,
in
if
my
you
space.
Replace laundry with phone for a lot of people, I mean, they both happen, but
There's all those like articles, like the powerful pictures of like people at the restaurants or the spouses on the couch. Like, mindful people are intentionally observant, where they take time out of their day to observe areas they don't regularly notice. They're noticers. It's like, oh, I didn't notice there, you know, are these pretty trees right here. Just look for stuff. It's kind of like delight. I like this one. They taste their food.
Yeah.
How often do we just shovel the food in our mouth and it's over and done with? We spent an hour making it in 5 minutes it's over.
Mm-hmm. Depends on how hungry I am.
Like, eat your food. Like, taste it.
Yeah.
They actually listen. Not to plan what they're going to say, but to listen.
I had a hard lesson on that one time. I was at a restaurant and with a coworker, and she's like, oh, well, what about this? And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, the waiter just told us. I had seriously no idea. I didn't listen to a thing he said. And I was like, note to self, I need to be more like her. I need to listen. I was too busy reading the menu or thinking my thoughts. And so, I mean, I need to do that. I need to pay attention to listen.
Oh, yes. My kids, I found them, they had done something. Like, what are you doing? I didn't say that you 100% did say we could. They had asked me for permission for something. I wasn't paying attention to them. And I just nodded and said, yeah, sure. To get them out of the room. And I had agreed to something because I didn't listen. It's important. Let's listen. Yeah.
Let's listen.
They go outside regularly. You're in the moment. You're going to enjoy nature. Declutterthemind.com said this. I love this one. Have a beginner's mind. So you think about a beginner. They have to pay attention. Like if you're learning a skill, like you're taking swimming lessons or you're doing something, you have to pay attention.
You don't know what the most important part is.
So you're curious. You don't expect perfection. And you're willing and eager to learn.
Yeah,
I like
we
that.
We should be more like that.
Like, yeah, I'm okay to be a beginner at this. I'm not going to get it right the first time. Inc.com had the next two. They embrace imperfection, both in themselves and other people. One might be harder for you than another. And this next one has been a huge one I'm working on personally on trying to teach my kids, is they manage their attentional resources. Manage your attention. So mindful people monitor their internal state to watch for signs of depletion, and they replenish their mental and emotional reserves before burnout hits.
Super smart.
Because usually we wait until we're burned out to do anything about it. And then it's too late. It's like, what did we say? Burnout takes 3 weeks or three something months like or something that. To recover from.
Yeah.
Like, we're preventative with our healthcare.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Why aren't we doing it with our mental and emotional healthcare?
I always appreciate the things that you're trying to teach your children. This is awesome.
Thank you. I don't want them to grow up to be me and figure it out when they're 40. Like, let's hit this when you're 17.
Well, you're helping them be successful, which is our goal.
Thank you. I'm trying. And they are not easily hooked by their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Because my feelings can spin me.
You're gonna be like, mine are all over the place. All over the place.
Well, and they just carry you into this land of make-believe, which isn't fun without Mr. Rogers.
I was going to say, and it's not the Mr. Rogers kind.
No, it's the everything is terrible. How did we get here?
Mm.
I feel like this is on repeat from last week. Our phone. Mm. I'm blaming our phone first and foremost. A book I read this week by Matt Haig, How to Stop Time. Mm. There was this quote, and it just stopped me in my tracks. People are only ever half present where they are these days. They always have at least one foot in the great digital nowhere.
Oh.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
It is a nowhere.
Can you be where you are if you're on your phone?
No.
No.
You're not. I mean, if you're a kid in a high school class, you're not in your algebra class if you're on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
If you're at church, you're not at church if you're on your phone.
Mm-mm.
You're not there. This is one of the biggest ones. Yesterday and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in our truth section, I'm going to go deeper on this one and talk about the past and the future.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't until I was studying that I realized all the ways we let yesterday and tomorrow take up all of today.
Mm.
Okay. Linda Arnold said this. We spend so much of our time thinking about what we didn't get done yesterday or what we need to do tomorrow that we lose sight of today.
Thinking about some laundry I got in the dryer because I meant to do it yesterday. And then I thought I was going to get it today. And I'm like, well, I'll just have to do it tomorrow.
Yes.
It's laundry, guys.
But don't you feel like so much of our life is like planning out our little tasks or thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's laundry. It'll still be there.
This one is so hard for me because I am a planner, like a super planner. But I spend so much of my time planning for the next that I almost never enjoy the now. Because my brain is always, I mean, and it's a great skill.
It is.
It is. It's good and it helps. It's helpful in a lot of ways, but it's really hard for me. We're always thinking about what we need to do next, or we're replaying what we did or said that we're never in the now. So even our thoughts in the recent past and near future can mess us up.
Yeah.
We're going to talk later about the more distant past and the further future also mess us up. But it can even be just the day-to-day tasks.
Yeah.
And I had never really thought about that. Okay. This is about our thoughts.
Oh, okay.
Those 70,000 per day.
The 90% repetitive.
80% negative.
Oh, yay. As much as we talk about our thoughts on here, I didn't even think about how deep the rabbit hole goes. You'd think I'd know by now.
But that's why there's all these cool website
names. Oh my gosh. But to stop and realize where you are instead of constantly going off on tangents in your brain is a big deal. Like, we think all day long.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those thoughts are useful or kind?
Mm-hmm.
Not.
Clearly not a lot.
We can at least admit fully there's thoughts we think we waste time on that are not useful or kind.
Yes.
Or true.
Yeah.
Probably lots aren't true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mindfulness is just stopping, taking a breath, feeling your feet on the ground and saying, this right here is reality. Not my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big deal for me this week, last couple weeks when I was studying, was just to recognize that my thoughts are not reality.
Right.
What's happening to me is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But so much of my thoughts are just made up nonsense.
That's why I ask, like, if those thoughts were different, because sometimes it seems like there may be more, like, male people I know than female people I know that tend to be a little bit more one track. And I'm curious as to their number of thoughts. Like, is it compared, or are we, like, meeting in the middle?
Right,
like,
when that's where the
like,
average
like, overthinkers
in.
Are at, like, 110,000 per... Yes. Still probably the 90 and 80%, yeah. But, yeah, I just am curious because, I mean, we all know some people that I'm like, huh? Like, I can focus, I can, you know, get stuff accomplished, but not, like, some people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Machines.
Yeah, I don't know if they're more mindful or not, but
right. I was just thinking as I was studying, though, how often are we actually concentrating on where we are instead of doing stuff like planning our shopping list?
Not often.
Thinking about what we have to do next, or thinking about what we're going to say next. Sometimes we're not even in a conversation with our friends because we're just thinking about what I'm going to say. And I think we're missing opportunities. We talk about being half-hearted, and I feel like half-minded is being really generous.
That's true.
Am I giving half my mind to things? Mm-hmm. If you're in class, learn as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
If you're with a person, be with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Connect with the person. If you're in the Word, pay attention to what it's saying. How often do we just skip through that? Basically, just be all in wherever you are.
Both
feet. Be there. Yes. Be there. Don't let your brain take you away. Okay, here's another how we get here. It's worry. I think worry is fear's best friend.
Yeah, it is.
Imagine them holding hands.
My worries from tomorrow are always pretty great. Take up the present.
Yeah, they do. Christine Ponsard said, instead of enjoying what today has brought for us, we're off to meet the difficulties of tomorrow. Jesus told us to let tomorrow worry about itself, but we think we know better. I mean, it's true. And
it is so true.
No, I need to worry about this today. Like,
right.
What are you thinking? Yeah, I'm going to handle that worry business right now. Never mind that our worrying doesn't solve a darn thing.
It doesn't make things go better.
No, David always says to me, he's like, is this helping you?
Nope.
Not especially.
But maybe it will this time.
Right?
It has it in the past.
This is the
this
time
could change.
I can change the thing out of my control by worrying about it. Yeah.
Yeah, we are. That's where we are.
We are. What it is changing is today.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrecking your today.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't solve jack diddly for tomorrow, but we're just going to keep doing it because it's what we know.
Yeah.
Deep sigh at myself. Here's some truth.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like this has been real. This isn't like Stormbreaker, but this is Mjolnir. Okay. Here we go. You can't actually live in the past or the future.
No.
Those aren't places you can be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most of us, I think we can get fully on board with living in the present. Like, yeah, I want that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds good. We like the idea. We like the idea of paying attention to people and to our surroundings.
Well, I like all of these ideas.
Right? It sounds good. But nothing is free. So in order to fully live in the right now, we have to stop living in the past and the future. And that's where it gets a little dicey for some of us.
Okay,
here's a quick self-check. So to find out, okay, if you feel like you're living in the past, your life might be categorized by these things. Guilt. Shame, regret, overanalyzing, or replaying conversations and events. Might be signs you're living in the past.
I mean, we all have moments.
Yes. And we all have probably certain situations that we replay more often than others.
Right.
So people who are living in the future might suffer from these things. The fear of the unknown, worry, catastrophizing, and all of the what ifs. And giving up those behaviors is harder to embrace. It really shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be.
They're terrible things.
Or be like holding on to a thorn bush. Why are you?
Because it's what we know.
Like, let it go. Let it go. Let go of the thorn bush.
It feels like control. That's why. That's what I just said. Hey, I didn't even know that. Yeah, yeah. It feels like control. Mm-hmm. If I worry about it, I'm fixing it. You're not.
Yeah.
I'll be more prepared for it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you're not.
You're not. And now you're just grumpy today. If you really want to live in the right now, you have to let go of your worried thoughts about the future and your bitter thoughts about the past. Because if you're always in the past or the future, you're not ever in the present.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to spend my life worrying or overanalyzing or ruminating about that bad thing someone said to me 3 months ago.
No.
Or 3 years ago.
Right.
Or 30 years ago.
Yeah. I had this thought while I was studying. This isn't fun. How many of my bad days and bad moods are centered around things that are not actually happening right now?
More than I'd care to admit. Yeah.
Many.
Mm-hmm.
Many. Rather, most of the time I am still stewing about something that happened in the past, or I'm worrying about something that may happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
How much would my life change if I just decided to just live and deal with what's happening right now?
I think we'd be a lot calmer.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. It'd be nice.
I mean, I feel like I want to sing my Little Mermaid song. Like, oh, that would be my treasure trove. If I could just deal with what was actually happening. Yes.
Isn't it neat?
Maybe we would see our stuff like in our current situation. Huh. It is neat.
It is neat.
I want to be the girl who has everything.
Right? Or appreciate my thingamabobs and not just think about all this sea junk we don't have.
Yes.
Okay. Jolene says I always go back to Little Mermaid because Ariel was transformative for me. I was during a transformative time of my life. I agree. I was 10. Okay.
Matt Haig. I love it too.
Again, I know we all same love era. It. Yes.
My spouse vaguely reminds me of Prince Eric. So yeah, that's...
Yes.
I think I've told him this once or twice. He doesn't understand how formative that was for me.
He doesn't understand the importance.
No, I don't think he's ever seen Little Mermaid. He's just not interested. Anyway.
Well, there's a new movie coming out.
Yeah, I couldn't drag him there with wild horses.
Sad. Here is a quote, again from that book, How to Stop Time by Matt Haig. You don't always need to look ahead. Sometimes you can just look around and appreciate where you are.
Well, that's nice.
I do.
Probably more often than not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I needed to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't always need to be 10 steps ahead of where you are. The step you're on is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really needed that. Life has to be about the journey. I think we have a tendency to focus on the hills and the valleys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
The big things, bad or good.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the big highs and the low lows seem to get all of our mental attention, where we're either living for the next big thing
or
we're stewing about the last bad thing.
Right. And not enjoying the beauty of today.
Yes. Okay. And here's the thing. Science showed that big changes do cause a momentary rush.
Mm-hmm.
But we quickly go back to our baseline level of happiness.
Huh.
It doesn't last. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we've all seen that where we've gotten the thing. The happiness didn't do what you think it was going to do. No. But we still keep chasing those big things. And we barely acknowledge the everyday ones.
Mm-hmm.
And for what? Like a momentary hit of dopamine?
Not worth it.
No, a better way to live would maybe be enjoy each moment.
Yeah.
That's a more consistent flow of dopamine.
It is. Like the and how much, I mean, most of our life is the regular.
It is.
Mm-hmm. It's the regular path.
Mm-hmm.
The boring days.
You don't see it on the sitcom, guys. Sorry. But it's there.
Yeah. It's regular. Life is regular.
Find the small things. Enjoy them.
Small things are the big things.
Maybe things like find something that's your favorite color.
Yes.
And enjoy it.
Exactly. Yeah. If we keep focusing on the light at the end of the tunnel, you miss the whole tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And most of our lives are going to be in the tunnel. My mom always used to tell me that every day isn't Disneyland.
What?
I mean, I know.
What is wrong?
I know.
I thought that was the goal.
I know. But yeah, your regular life can be pretty magical too.
Yes.
If you just look at it. But we got to stop. We got to stop saying things and saying the stuff like, I'm working for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, we got to work and live for the whole week.
Right. There are nice things about today, too.
Yes.
There's nice things about hump day.
Yes. And I know I love Mondays. I know y'all groaned when I said that, but there's nice things about Mondays, too.
The last couple of Mondays have been better. We've been praying about them.
Yes.
And they have been better. So thank you.
You guys watched the movie Click, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. The remote control.
Yeah. Just like, oh, okay, just until I get my promotion, which he expects to be in a matter of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, go through your whole life. And you haven't lived it. You haven't seen the present and you've lost everything that's important to you because
you're just waiting.
You thought that this short was going to make everything better.
Yeah.
That's not. I mean, let's live now.
Live now. Live now because this is your life. Mm-hmm. The right now.
Do something fun today.
Oh my gosh, that's my next point. Hmm. Yay. I love it when that works. Emily Dickinson said, forever is composed of nows.
Yeah.
It is. And this is your life. Acceptance is key to happiness. Regardless of how you feel about it, what is happening to you right now today is your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you better find a way to be okay with it. And if it's not, change it. Like if there's a change you can make.
And there's a lot of changes you can make.
There are.
You can start with small ones if the big ones freak you out.
Yep. Yes. Yes. For a long time for me, my happiness hinged on things being a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to be happy until everything is all like, guess what? How often that happens?
Until every day is Disneyland?
Yeah. and sometimes my happiness still does hinge that way. It feels like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's the case, if we're waiting for something else to be happy, it means you're not okay in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It means you're not okay most of the time. And we're stuck in the what was or what could be. And I don't want that for me or for you because it's stinky. Yesterday's out of your hands. You can't do anything about tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Today, you've got a lot of control over. Today, you're in.
And think of how today affects our family and those around us. So if we're living in the past, we're living in the future. We're not, you know, I mean, we're teaching people that.
Yep.
Worrying about tomorrow is more important than us doing this fun thing right now where let's put a taco truck puzzle together instead. Yes,
it'd be an awesome puzzle.
I haven't put it together yet.
Yeah, I'm just sick of yielding what is for the what could be or what was. I want what is and find joy and delight in it.
Agreed.
Yeah. And you're in control of your attitude, your outlook, and your response. So
you
can handle all that. I want some tips.
Yeah. Yes, we
do. To be mindful. And I'm going to go through these quick because a lot of them are similar to some of the traits we talked about, but they're important.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on single tasking.
Mm-hmm.
One thing at a time. It's actually faster. Studies have shown you can be 50% faster with 50% fewer mistakes.
Oh, that's nice.
If you do one thing at a time.
Okay.
Says, as I was writing this, I noticed that I had like 15 tabs open on my laptop. And these take way longer to write when I'm doing all the, I'll switch over to Facebook. I'm going to switch over this game. I'm going to switch over to the single tasking is on your laptop and your phone as well.
Mm-hmm.
Set boundaries on your screen time.
Mm-hmm.
There is apps for that.
There are. I wish there were apps you couldn't override. There probably are. I mean, I know there are because we do them to our kids. But
I was like, I'm sure there are.
There are. We just don't pick those for ourselves.
Yeah.
That's just for teenagers. No, it's for you. Intentionally go outside every day.
Mm-hmm.
On purpose.
Been talking about that a lot lately.
Yeah. It's been coming up. Like how important nature is for happy people is in every study.
I'm learning that with my toddler, and we're making a point to go to the mailbox. It helps us practice our walking, and we're both happier when we go outside.
I don't think it's any mistake that when God designed the world to be perfect, he put them in a garden.
Yeah.
Like, he stuck them outside.
It's true. He didn't put them in, like, a house.
Uh-uh. Put them outside.
Yeah. It's beautiful out there.
It is beautiful out there, and it just connects you to so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, declutter. Because it's less for your mind and body to be distracted by.
Mm-hmm.
I get distracted when there's stuff out that it's, I mean, and this doesn't have to be like clean your whole closet, but like If something's out that's easily has a home, mm-hmm. like just put the thing away so you're not worried about the shoes in the middle of the room. Just put them where they go.
I find that.
Yeah. Absolutely. It just helps. Like, oh, yeah.
Because then I feel worse if, like, I, like, put my suitcase out and haven't put it away.
Mm-hmm.
I keep walking around it and I, like, then I won't do something else. Like, right. It's silly.
It is.
But it's super silly. Just because I didn't do this doesn't mean I can't do or shouldn't have done this, which I would have anyway.
Yeah.
So
it really does create a weird mental block, like the extra stuff. I put enjoy your food.
Yes.
Chew it with the intention of tasting it.
Yes. My kids like tease me a lot. And they're like, you need a room with that lasagna? Where like I will close my eyes and like mom's having a moment with that taco. Like, yes, I am.
If it's a really good taco.
But you spent all that time making it, like we talked about. Like,
I don't just want to inhale it.
Yeah.
I mean, there are times when that is necessary so you don't punch someone or cry. But once you get, when your blood sugar is pretty stable.
Yes.
Enjoy it.
Taste the food.
Mm-hmm. Sip your tea or coffee beverage.
Yes.
Savor it in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I also put on here, like, try not to mindlessly eat.
Yeah.
Because that pulls you out of the moment. And how we've all done that.
Oh, yeah.
There's certain foods where I will tell my kids, I'm like, I need you to take the Dots pretzels and hide them from me.
Yeah.
Move them away from
me. Yes, 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 yes.
Yes. As my favorite snack food is finally back after 3 years. Like, I need this
tip. I thought it was the kettle chips.
They are. The Winco brand kettle chips are finally back.
I'm going to Winco this week.
I ate the whole bag. Yes. And then I put here too, not just your food, but stop and notice the sensory ambiance of wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds and smells are so transformative.
Right.
The birds have been out late.
Yeah.
Recently.
And just smell like the grass smell. Mm-hmm. Like that. Yeah.
I made bread this week, guys.
Ooh,
yeah. That's a good smell. It smelled real good. Did I text you guys about it? I can't remember. The point is, I was like, I want to eat this. I'm like, actually, it needs to cool for a little while. I'm like, this is the best smell. Yeah, I should do this more often.
That's awesome. I was on the phone with my sister and I could hear the bird that she was sitting outside with the
kids.
Nice. And I was like, I love this. I'm not outside, but you are, and I love it.
Yeah.
Yes. Just appreciate even just like the gentle breeze sounds. Mm-hmm. We can hear the creek in our house. I just love it.
Ooh, I love that.
I put journal. This was on a website I read and I liked it. She wrote, sometimes we don't even know what our own thoughts are.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
So we have so darn many and we just can't hear ourselves think because we're just focused on so many other stupid things that we tune our real thoughts out.
Mm. Right.
Because what I need to buy at the store isn't a real thought. So it's just spend some time, just jot down what your thoughts are. Put your phone down when you're with people.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I know how it makes me feel when I'm talking to somebody and they're looking at their phone. I don't feel valued.
Listening, you know, they're telling you they're listening, but you know they're not.
Yeah, it makes me feel like garbage. So I'm trying to be more mindful of that. Like if you're with a real human, be with the real human.
Even
not
the
digital
the
one.
Grocery
I was
checker.
Like, what's the opposite of a real human?
Right.
Digital human.
The
okay.
Digital human.
Like
they're not in the room with me.
They have chat bots now, but I'm not quite sure what
they've offered to write our podcast content for me.
Oh, well,
that's like, really nice.
Yeah. I get weird emails to our Girl on the Hill email all the time. No, thank you. And I put here, last one, when you're praying, how much time does your thoughts wander when you're praying?
So much.
It's a problem.
It's like ferrets.
When you're praying or having your quiet time with God, make time for listening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We need the space to actually hear what he's trying to tell you.
Right.
That's a big one that I think we
sometimes
skip
that means
over.
Turn off the radio in the car.
Mm. Yeah. Even just a pause.
He does talk back.
He does. 100%. Sometimes we don't want to hear what
he's
saying.
It's an audible voice. Yeah. Just so, you know, you're not sitting here waiting for that.
Come on, they said.
It's usually a better idea than you had. You're like, well, that sounds like me, but way smarter.
Yeah, that's what I'll know. If it comes out of nowhere, like, whoa.
Oh, that's what you meant.
Yeah.
So, real. What does this have to do with God? Turns out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. TheMindfulChristian.com put it this way. Being mindful is about being present in each moment as it actually is rather than insisting it be something different.
Mm-hmm.
That statement alone hurts me. It hurts because I know how often I fight what I'm given and try to change and manipulate what I've been given into something else.
Yeah.
Mindfulness is about accepting every moment of this life as a gift from God. Because it is.
Mm-hmm.
I love this thought from the Mindful Christian. Through mindfulness, we stop pushing away our experience and open ourselves to what God has for us in each moment. We learn to fully live the life that God has given us rather than resisting in hopes that something better will come along. How often have we done that? Where it's like,
I would hate to admit how much.
Well, I don't want this because something better might just happen.
Yeah. So I'm not going to really engage in this part of my life because it's not what I want. This isn't what I planned. So
it's more of, yeah, this is not what I planned.
But sometimes when we engage in those things that we didn't want, they turn out to be the best things.
Where you're like,
I didn't know I really liked this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let me just, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I would never have picked this, but this turned out to be so crazy. It's crazy good. The truth of our tendency to resist our moments that we're in is because we think we know better.
Yeah.
And maybe part of why we struggle to live in the moment and fully embrace the present is because we struggle to relinquish the idea of control. Notice that I didn't say control.
You said idea of.
Idea of, because we don't actually have much. And we don't fully trust God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard when the right now hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Let's admit that.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're like, okay, well, my present moment sucks. Well, and it's going to sometimes.
Yeah.
When the right now isn't something we would have picked, when it isn't what we planned, I totally get that. And I've been there, and I've talked before about how we often go right to, you guys have been there through with me, through, get me out of this.
Yeah.
Instead of get me through this.
Mm-hmm.
Because we think sometimes maybe God got lost. Like, surely this can't be what he meant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you didn't mean this path. He's wrong. I'm right. Get my life back on course.
Mm.
When maybe what we should be doing, and it's not maybe, it's what we should be doing, is asking, what do you have for me in this moment? What are you teaching me?
Mm-hmm.
How am I growing? How can I become closer to you?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
But a lot of that, moments. I mean, like, we don't like to think of, like you said, the, you know, the hills and valleys, like, there's going to be pain in our life, and that's when we grow.
Oh,
that's how we get closer. And maybe some of that, I mean, that's sometimes when you reach out to other people, you know, like it hurts. It sucks. Nobody wants to be there. We don't want to be there. We know it's going to happen again.
Yep.
But not that that's a fun time, but that's when we grow,
that's
when we see what we're made of sometimes.
That is so true. And what your father's made of.
Yes. Mm. Where we're going in a positive direction.
Yeah. And if we resist every moment that doesn't go our way, we're not going to live.
You're not going to go anywhere.
No. Like, your life's going to be real small.
But we've talked about before, too, like, if we had what we expected.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Our lives would not be good.
No, I shouldn't.
They
get
wouldn't
the
be good. Like, you know, just like a parent, we have to say no to things that we're like,
they really want.
I know.
That's not good for you.
Yeah.
Psalm 118:24 tells us that this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It doesn't say tomorrow is the day, or let's spend all day wishing today was some other day.
That's why never, that's in there.
I've never thought of it like that.
I have,
like, this one
today.
Right here.
Yeah.
Huh.
Crazy, huh?
Crazy.
I think it goes deeper than that, though.
Mm.
I think God's desire is for us to live and experience each day, moment by moment, living in the fullness of the now. But I also think he wants us to live each moment with him.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't experience his presence when we're not present.
Yeah.
Cheesy, but cheese tastes good.
Yeah, it does.
We are making disciples.com talked about this, and it super resonated with me. So in Exodus, God asks Moses to come up to the mountain, and most versions translate this command to come up to the mountain and stay, when the original text is much closer to come up to me in the mountain and be there.
Mm. That's a big difference.
It's a big difference. And we get why God had to make that a command.
Mm-hmm.
Moses was human. Mm-hmm. And perhaps without explicitly being told to just be, he maybe would have been thinking about what's everybody doing back at the camp? Is Aaron messing up?
Mm-hmm. Making a golden calf.
Yeah, like, how am I going to get off this mountain?
Right.
When do I get to eat again?
Yeah.
Come up to me in the mountain and be there.
Very cool.
It's pretty cool. Because even in our time with God, like I put, sometimes we're just so quick to check it off and move on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm thankful for. Now we do the thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The little steps or, you know, in my daily Bible reading plan, I'm like, oh, scroll. Oh, only three things today. Yes. Scroll. I'm done. Check it off. That's not the point of God.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's to get it done. Yeah, we're often not all the way there. I put our mind, you know, our minds wander when we pray. Mm-hmm. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. We make grocery lists in our head while we're at church. We stop our devotions to text a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were making disciples.com said, all of us are too quick to move on, head someplace new, and not remain present in God's presence.
True.
Yeah, probably the most important place we should be present. We talked about missed opportunities earlier. This is a big one. We have the privilege to sit in the presence of God, mm-hmm. to talk to him, to listen to him. And we throw it away to worry about the smallest things or to replay that one thing that person said last month that irritated us.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. It's convicting. We are making disciples through the hammer again and called us out on saying things like, oh, this was hard. God really showed up tonight. Newsflash, God always shows up.
I'm going to be like, mm-hmm. he shows up every night all the time.
We don't.
Mm-hmm.
We're the ones who choose whether to be absent or present.
Right.
Because he's always there and he's always all the way there.
Well, it's not like he's far away. It's like, turn a little. He's right there.
Right there. Mm-hmm. Right there. And all the way there. It's,
right.
Did I show up to meet with him tonight?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Mm. Don't continue to miss out on the one thing that can calm your overworked mind.
Yeah.
That can help ease those 90% repetitive, 80% negative thoughts. I want to show up and be all the way there. I want to be present so I could be in his presence. I want to... Small things, too. I want to be with my friends and notice my kids and notice the flowers and not just be so worried about the next... stupid past. Let's be here.
I agree.
Okay. I want to be. I like being here. I like you too.
Me too.
All right. We're going to go be all the way there at dinner. And I hope you are all the way there with wherever you are going in your day.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be with you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Girl in a Hill podcast. Please help us out by sharing the podcast with your friends, connecting with us on social media, and leaving a review on Apple Podcast. We're here to climb the hill with you as we all work to stop hiding, start shining, and be the women we were created to be. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.